WCFM were kind of in the unique position where they saw this pressure to professionalize, but weren't necessarily strayed by it. They said,
this is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
And we're from Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
Every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here on WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
Tune in to Quintron's Weather Warlock, a custom-built weather-controlled analog synthesizer that turns the changes in the weather into sounds. New Orleans-based artist Quintron installed one of his series of custom-built weather-controlled analog synthesizers in the Wavefarm Study Center, with sensors outside detecting the differences and changes in the weather. Here, the precipitation, the sunlight, the wind, and the temperature turned into soundscapes anytime, 24 hours a day, at wavefarm.org/listen, or click on the listen button at any WGXC.org page. One of the many web streams available to listen anytime, Quintron's Weather Warlock, available through Wavefarm.
Turn out for Wavefarm's WGXE 90.7 FM's karaoke contest fundraiser at Half Moon in Hudson on Friday, May 10th. The evening will be hosted by karaoke Amanda of WGXC show Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda, with proceeds from ticket sales benefiting WGXC. The contest's theme is communication, so all songs related to dialing, radio, phone, internet, fax, and more are eligible. Choose your tune and sing it for our guest judges, Ariel and Gloria, of WGXC show Las Brujas Bilingües, and DJ Patty Boom of WGXC show Vinyl Freedom, to win prizes. Prizes include tickets to the Negative Land and Sue C., Matt Mose, and Rodney Allen Greenblatt show at the Greenville Drive-In and other goodies. Doors are open at 7 p.m. and karaoke contest begins at 8 p.m. If you can't turn out in person, tune in for a live broadcast of the event on the FM dial or online. For more information, visit the community calendar at wavefarm.org.
Wavefarm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wavefarm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Waldholtz of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Sono lieto di poter rievocare in poche parole le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio e il nuovo mondo.
Rock and roll music, that's what we're going to use. You say, well, preacher, You play music with a beat. There's nothing but I don't want. I won't. I read that and I thought, my, the music scene. Well, they were going to do it. And engaging in the sex act. And they're asked the question when police dare not step in with the air thick with marijuana smoke. They had one right near Baton Rouge the other day. 100,000 kids were there. The huge speakers that beat out the music as dope-filled entertainers and performers beat up on the guitars and drums in the streets. Those young people that ripped off their clothes and acted like animals. Well, that's the question, why, by the police? They said it's the music. It's the music. It gets down in you, it washes over you and beats upon your brain. And I really didn't know what I was doing, they said. I just pulled off my clothes and I had to do it.
When you start to feel the heat,
and you boys and girls that have Beatle records at home, this is the most rotten, dirty, damnable, filthy, putrid filth that this nation or the world has ever seen. To be in your home, you ought to be taken out somewhere and horsewhipped. You hear me? And I mean it, my friend. They're having sex, the sex, 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 sex, the sex.
WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm Radio and WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio, present Sonic Anthropology with Comrade Squelch, 8 nights of recombinant waves, binaural motion, revenant memories, interspecies communication, and post-re imagined sound maps. Phonographic ephemera, ethnographic archives, media archaeology, generative texts, resultant melodies, human voices, episode 4, Little Operas, musical stories from fragmented histories.
Thank you.
The viewer poetical article, yon will not be displeased, if in order to the improvement of it I communicate to you. If such a correspondence will be agreeable to you, be pleased to inform me in two posts, what the conditions are on which you shall expect it. In a man whom religious education has secured iron licentious indulgences, the passion of love, when once it has seized him, is exceedingly strong, being unimpaired by dissipation, and totally concentrated in one object. This was experienced by Johnson, when he became the fervent admirer of Mrs. Porter, after her first husband's death. Miss Porter told me, that when he was first introduced to her mother, Iris' appearance was very forbidding. He was then lean and lank, so that his immense structure of bones was hideously striking to the eye, and leaf scars of the scrofula were deeply visible. He also wore his hair, which was straight and stiffy, and separated behind, and he often had, seemingly, convulsive starts and odd gesticulations, which tended to excite that once surprise and ridicule. Mrs. Porter was so much engaged by his conversation that she overlooked all these external disadvantages, and said to her daughter, "This is the most sensible man that I ever saw in my life."
Then shall hoop and eye carve their objects fine, shall dull suspense corrupt the stagnant mind, must help this man, in ignorance sedate, rolled arguing down the torrent of his fate. I shall no dislike alarm, no wishes rise, no cries attempt tile, mercy of the skies inquirer, sees petitions yet remain, which I tell may hear, nor deem religion vain, still raise for good the supplicating voice, but leave to heaven clean measure and rejoice, safe in his hand, whose eye discerns here the secret ambush of a specious prey, implore his aid, his decisions rest, secure, what here he gives the best. Yet when the sense of sacred presence fires and strong devotion to the skies aspires, pour forth thy fervors for ill from the aid. Obedient passions, and a will resigned for love, which scarce collective man can know, for patience, sovereign or a transmuted ill, for faith, which panting through happier seat, counts death kind nature's signal for retreat. These goods for man the laws of heaven ordain, these goods he grants, who grants clear power to gain, with these celestial wisdom calms the mind, and makes the happiness she does not blind.
Sleet Lowell, peevishly complaining of the bad taste all the town, submitted to its decision will MNNR, he lured. Indeed, upon all occasions a great dot and slur the general opinion. A man, said he, who writes a book, gleimes a wiser or wittier than the rest of mankind. He supposes that he can instruct or amuse them, and the public to whom he appeals must, after all, be the judges of his pretensions.
Short, as shone then beat by rain, and give us lo the world again. I did not snail long, but walked down to the Thames, took a boat, and rode to Billingsgate. Being wrong, Johnson was truly zealous toy the success of the adventure, and very soon after his engaging in it, he wrote the following letter to the Leverk and D.L.L. Joseph Wacton. Dear sir, one ought to have written to you below now, but one ought to do many things which one do not, nor can one, indeed, claim any merit.
I am, dearest sir, your humble servant, London, the 4th of February, 1755, Sam, Johnson, to THF, same. Dear sir, I received your letter this day, with your most obliged and affectionate lionet, Sam, Johnson.
Dear sir, it is strange how many things will happen to intercept every pleasure, though
another
it custom, be only that after our
ease
meeting together, I have promised myself every day to inform you when you might expect me at Oxford, and have not been able to fix a time. The time, however, is, one thing, at once come, and one promised myself to repose in Ketglite Hall, one old first nights of the next week, one I am afraid my stay with you cannot be long, but what is the inference, we must endeavour to make it cheerful. I wish your brother could meet us, but we might go and drink tea with Mr. Wise in a body. One hope he will be at Oxford, or at his nest of British and Saxon antiquities. I shall expect to see Spensy finished, and many other things begun. Dodsley is gone to visit the Dutch. The dictionary sells well, the rest of the world goes on as it did. Dear sir, your most affectionate, and C. Sam, Johnson, London, the 10th of June, 1755, to the same.
English tongue, prefix to the dictionary, age not seldom, perhaps never, begins any but the first SYLLA.BLA. James Boswell, Life of Samuel Johnson,
An anti-soap opera.
We take you now to the small town of New Thebes, New Jersey, where a stranger has just arrived for the night.
Time is dark. Nest of railroad tracks, crisscrossing like moth to sun, we searched its facade, gravitating to its blackened windows. We peered into its abyss, and we find her, Mrs. Edwards.
When you walked into the room with your newfound friend, you were 3 in the afternoon with our cocktails brimming. When we sighed beneath the moon with the diamonds melting, my baton began to swoon like a new second helping. When you walked into the room, well, you won't see me. Like a new second helping. When you walk into the room, no, you won't see me. When you walk into the room, no, you won't see me. When you walk into the room, no, you won't see me. When you walk into the room, no, you won't see me. Look into the stars, I see the sun. Starting from zero, all the way to one. I feel like a rainbow, I am the sun. Retreating from zero, into the sun. Come on, soak that hip. Turn on your soap opera dream. Come on and love that tip. Burn on the light your dream. To live, to scheme, to die alone. To give, to breathe, is close. Thank you.
Find ourselves in India, where Arnold Vishnu, young mendicant, covered in vagrant curry stains, enters a bowling alley filled with sadhus and monks. They are all singing and drinking billy beer.
Thank you.
Douglas Hubbard and his wife Minna, followed in 1909 by Udak, Ukwea, Egingwa, Matthew Henson, and Lieutenant Robert Peary in pursuit of the grand prize of history, to be the first to reach Ultima Thule, the North Pole.
There, 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 there,